Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Styles.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the rolling jackpot is getting back up there once again. We got to say thanks to our friends at Fisher Snacks, oven roasted, never fried. And our fingers are crossed this morning for Lisa from Crestwood. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so the bar has been set very, very low because the gentleman yesterday got 0 out of 5.
Why are you bringing it back up again?
So you can only go up, okay?
Okay.
Stop laughing. He may be listening this morning.
He was a great guy, but you can only go up.
All right.
Lisa, kick Roman out of the studio. Let's get this game going.
All right. Get out of here, Roman.
Good luck. Good luck.
5 questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. All ties go to Roman. Lisa, I got it. Are you ready for question number one?
I think so. Let's do it.
This country music singer caused an uproar on social media when he posted a pic of his baby drinking a beer. Who was that?
Jason Aldean.
Luke Combs is playing a music festival right here in Chicago this summer. Which one is it?
Isn't he at the Lake Shake?
Florida Georgia Line says, despite all the pop crossover success they've had, they'll never leave country music. FGL's first crossover hit was a remix of Cruise, which featured who?
Nelly.
Question number 4. Kane Brown announced that he has a new album on the way, but it won't be out until November. But he's released a new song from that upcoming album. What's it called?
Lose It. And it's awesome.
It is a good song. And here we go, Lisa. Let's close it out this morning. Cole Swindell's mom says she cried the first time she ever heard Cole on the radio. Love that. What state did Cole grow up in?
Oh my gosh, I know this. Georgia?
Is that a guess? You said you knew it, but they're like, Georgia?
I'm pretty sure it's Georgia.
All right, let's bring Roman back in the studio. Lisa, I got to tell you, if you were in the room, I'd be giving you knuckles right now because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice.
And I forgot to say earlier, you're playing for $850.
Oh my gosh, that would be great.
All right, I said it before, I'll say it again. Fingers are crossed. Here we go. This country music singer caused an uproar on social media when he posted a pic of his baby drinking a beer. Who was it?
No stranger to controversy, Jason Aldean.
Hey, Memphis was a little thirsty, huh? Come on.
Yeah.
We're tied at 1. Luke Combs is playing a music festival right here in Chicago this summer. Which one is it?
That would be Lollapalooza.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What?
Lisa, you didn't go that way. You didn't know that?
No, I'm not. It is
a weird fit, but I'm excited to see him there.
Super weird. But wasn't Chris Stapleton there a couple years ago?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Roman's up 1. Here we go with question number 3. FGL says, despite all the pop crossover success they've had, they're never going to leave country music. Florida Georgia Line's first crossover hit was a remix of Cruise, which featured who?
You don't get much more country than Nelly.
Lisa, go ahead and sing us your favorite Nelly song.
Baby, you a song, it made me wanna roam.
Kane Brown announced that he has a new album on the way, but it's not gonna be out until November. But he's released a new song from that upcoming album. What's it called?
Is it called Lose It?
It is called Lose It. I thought you were going to get him right there, Lisa.
Yeah, me too.
All right, you're still down 1 going into question number 5, and it's a tough one. How you feeling, Lisa?
I feel good.
Post Wendell's mom says she cried the first time she heard Cole on the radio. I love hearing that. What state did Cole grow up in?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, he's a Braves fan, so I'm going to say Georgia.
I would have loved it if you had said Atlanta. Correct. And unfortunately, Lisa, you did amazing this morning, but you lost by 1.
Dang.
I don't feel too bad because I win the game, but you won a pair of passes for our exclusive, intimate Chris Young performance at our Blue Cross Blue Shield Studios.
Oh, that's awesome.
The tickets are coming your way when you close out our game.
This is Lisa from Crestwood, and I flunked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Email mornings@us99.com to play Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.